In October 2016, YKHC opened its newly constructed Yukon-Kuskokwim Iyaginavik Healing Center, what some refer to as the Alcohol Treatment Center. But inside the new building, people can also get help for opioid addiction. And in its first 4 months, 18 individuals have begun receiving this treatment.
And have you received feedback from patients? What are they saying?
It's life-changing. The program's life-changing.
Andre Taylor is a behavioral health clinician for the treatment program.
With opiate withdrawal, you just get sick and sick, and then there's the constant craving, and there was no other options. So this provided a solution, and for most people, a new life, opportunity for new life.
Before this program began, people who needed help treating their opioid addiction could receive behavioral health counseling at YKHC, but not addiction medication to help that process. YKHC Vice President of Hospital Services Jim Sweeney says they would refer people out of the region for that.
Basically help to coordinate getting them into a treatment program somewhere else in the state. And that is something we don't want to do because we want to try and keep our health care as close to the where the people are as possible.
Last summer, the Health Corporation made that possible by budgeting for the new treatment program. Now people can stay in the Delta and receive the drug Suboxone with their counseling, a medication that helps stabilize the brain and prevent people from feeling withdrawal sickness as they treat their addiction. Dr. Nicholas Flickinger is one of two physicians at YKHC who are certified to prescribe the drug.
And we have the films that go underneath the tongue to dissolve. That was the best option to use. A lot of data has shown that there's really good success rates with the Suboxone.
Once a patient comes to the treatment center and talks with a clinician and decides to begin Suboxone, it takes about 3 days to find the correct dosage with which to start a patient. During that time, the patient has either entered a residential treatment program or an intensive outpatient treatment program. Residential is 6 weeks. Intensive outpatient, clinician Andre Taylor says, is longer.
That would be a 16-week program, 9 hours a week, so typically 3 to 4 days a week, they would be coming for 3 hours a day.
Residential patients have to go on to the intensive outpatient program after they complete their required 6 weeks. After that, patients enter an 8 to 12 week program. All that adds up to about 9 months if someone doesn't relapse or run into their holdups.
Then they would go into an alumni group, which would be, we would track them for once a month with a 3-hour group. So throughout the duration of their treatment of taking the Suboxone, they would always be engaged in some type of counseling services.
YKHC Vice President of Communications Tiffany Zolkuski says the corporation has not had any communication with Governor Walker's office about his disaster declaration or administrative orders, but the corporation is happy to act as a resource for rural tribal health. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.